AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. July broke records around the world as the hottest month ever, but now it's August and we can't catch a break.
With the high-pressure heat dome again sitting on Texas, record high temperatures are expected all over the state this week.
I don't know how people can work outside right now. It's terrible.
It's too hot to really have a good time.
Man, everything's drying up.
The persistent triple-digit temperatures and dry conditions now means Texas is ripe for large wildfires. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
Meantime, wildfire season has arrived in California, where firefighters are scrambling to contain a massive fire in the Mojave Desert. It's burned more than 83,000 acres so far. Decades after doctors stole and cloned a black woman's cervical cancer cells without her consent, her family says they finally have justice. Their attorney, Ben Crump.
I am so excited on what would have been Henry the Lack's 103rd birthday to be able to announce a settlement.
Terms of the deal weren't disclosed, but the company's accused of profiting billions. We're still on standby for a grand jury decision on whether former President Trump will be indicted for January 6. Here's CBS's Nicole Killian.
Interestingly, they have been interviewing a lot of the same witnesses that we heard come before Congress. And so now it is this day-by-day waiting game to see if this grand jury in Washington will move forward with an indictment. We know the investigation has been ramping up in recent days with witnesses speaking before the grand jury.
The grand jury is also considering charges in Georgia. New Jersey's Lieutenant Governor Sheila Oliver, who was the first black woman to serve as Speaker of the state's assembly, has died.
CBS News has learned that Governor Phil Murphy is making plans to come back from a vacation in Italy, though he was set to be there for about 2 weeks. Oliver had been acting as governor, but after being hospitalized Monday, fellow Democrat and state Senate President Nicholas Scuteri became acting governor.
That's CBS's Matt Piper. Tiger Woods has joined the PGA Tour Policy Board. CBS sports writer Patrick McDonald tells us what that means.
The players really have the power now. One, no major decision can be made in the future without the prior involvement and approval of player directors.
It's a direct response to the PGA's decision to merge with Saudi-backed LIV Golf. Players say they never got a heads up about that deal. And starting today, it is lights out for incandescent light bulbs. Stores will no longer be able to sell the old-fashioned bulbs that have really been around for centuries. The move is to help reduce carbon emissions. LED light bulbs use less wattage but have the same brightness. They'll also save the average American family about $100 a year. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Like any good agent, we're here for the open house, for the closing, for handing over keys. But because we're Realtors, we're here for so much more. Agents who are Realtors volunteer at nearly three times the national average. We're working to broaden access to credit, increase affordable housing supply, and ensure fair housing for all. And Realtors are bound by a code of ethics. We're here for it all. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about five times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Wednesday, August 2nd. In Wood County, the Conservation, Education, and Economic Development Committee will meet at 9 a.m. at the courthouse in room 114. In Portage County, the Public Library Board meeting will take place at 4:30 at 1462 Strongs Avenue in Stevens Point. The Stevens Point Park Commission meeting will take place at 6:30 at 933 Michigan Avenue. They will discuss naming a parcel of land Hall Nature Preserve in honor of Sue and Kent Hall, and renaming Emerson Park to Sarimer Park in honor of the John C. Sarimer family. In Adams County, the City of Adams Land and Water and UWEX committee meeting scheduled for 1 to 2:30 has been canceled. The Adams City Council meeting that was scheduled for 6 to 7 p.m. was canceled. The meeting was moved up and combined with the January 16th meeting. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows level off around 61 tonight under partly cloudy skies, winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles per hour. A blend of clouds and sun again tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 85. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night, slight chance for scattered thunderstorms, lows dip down to about 64. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 81.
Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this August 1st, 2023. I have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. At 3:30 today, we are going to welcome in Erin Hess, Branch Executive Director with the Southwood County Humane Society. Looking forward to talking to her and talking about our why. Right now, we've got a couple of people in that we love to talk to. First, Melanie, how do I say that?
Wiltsey.
Thank you. I know I did this to you last year, too. I'm so sorry. But I appreciate that. And thank you for being here, Melanie. And you have brought a friend with you. We have Jaden Bronk with us. Jaden, did I say your name right?
Yes.
Oh, all right. Lee, one for two. I'll take that batting average. Not bad. Both of you are here today to talk a little from the Wisconsin Rapids Kennel Club, talk about the Fast Cat event coming up. I'm very excited about this. Journalistically, I should mention, I love animals. I love talking about animals. So I am just going to be sitting back and just be enjoying and taking up every word you guys just throw out at me today. And I want to get into this with the audience and you to let them know what Fast Cat is, to get into dock diving and some of this stuff. We're going to have some fun today talking about this. But first, if you don't mind, Melanie, let's talk about the Wisconsin Rapids Kennel Club a little bit. When we're telling people the importance of the Kennel Club or why we want people to be members of it, what are some of the first thoughts you have?
The Kennel Club offers a lot of opportunities for you to do things with your dog. For a dog, a life is a life where they get out, where they're learning new things, where they're enjoying you and enjoying the world around. It's just like having children. And some parents think, well, just leave them at home and sit them in front of the TV. Mm-hmm. That's not a life for a kid, and that's not a life for a dog either. Mm-hmm. With my own dogs, I like them to have a couple dog adventures every week, which for them is going somewhere, doing something, I have an older dog now, and even just going for a ride in the car is a big deal for him. But at the Kennel Club, we offer classes, and we also regularly have events that you can take your dog to. And Fast Cat, coming up this weekend, is a really good event and adventure for your dog and requires very little training or preparation. And it's just a great time. And this year, we're having our first Fast Cat that our club has hosted coming up this weekend.
Yeah.
And we're having it out at Jaden Bronk and her mother have a dog facility outside of Stevens Point. And they also have a dog pool there. And they are going to be doing dock diving while we're doing Fast Cat out in the field. So it's a double event, both for spectators and for dog lovers.
Got cats and dogs. You got a lot of bases covered with that.
Not for cats.
See, thank you. Thank you, Jaden. You see, now, Jaden, this is Jaden's first time on radio, and he already picked up on what I was just putting. I was just segueing, and you did a great job there.
Actually, Jaden is a she.
She, did I say he? I'm so sorry. I get talking fast sometimes. No, you look like a young lady. I just don't know how to talk. Appreciate that. So you set me up, though. Nicely done. I want to explain to people what Fast Cat is, especially because for some that haven't heard it before, and everything might be a little confusing.
Definitely.
So let's talk about the event, and then we'll talk about that specifically, what it is. But this event coming up this week, and let's get into that. Now I'm not sure about anybody's name. Melanie, let's talk about when the event is taking place this weekend and what people can expect.
The Fast Cat will be 3 days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And the dock diving will be Saturday and Sunday. I'll have Jaden talk more about that because she knows more about dock diving than I do. Fast Cat, the CAT stands for Coursing Ability Trial. So people see Fast Cat and they're trying to picture dogs chasing cats or what exactly is happening. Mm-hmm. But Fast Cat is, if you picture greyhound racing and the dogs all leave and they're chasing a little mechanical rabbit around a track. Well, Fast Cat is just one dog at a time, and there's a straight lane, and the mechanical thing is usually a plastic bag or a squeaky toy on the end of a rope, and there's an operator that keeps it ahead of the dog. So if your dog is slow, it moves kind of slow ahead of the dog. If your dog's really fast, he has to be on the stick to keep the lure ahead of him. It's timed. They cross the start line and they cross the finish line, and then you get a time. It's 100 yards, and I'd say the average dog, you know, just your Joe average dog, probably runs the 100 yards in about 20 seconds and 20 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
No, 10 seconds, I mean.
10 seconds.
Jaden's looking at me like, you can't do math. Yeah. And about 10 seconds to run the 100 yards. There are dogs that do much faster than that. Jaden personally saw someone go.
I didn't see them, but my mom did. They're good friends with us. They have a greyhound, and their greyhound actually ran 40 miles an hour.
Hmm. Nice. Well, that is impressive.
Right under it, but around that 40 miles.
Yeah, around that. Right. Huh. I did this back in the day with my one of the first dogs I had, Gonzo, and Gonzo was, we were doing this in mostly for to get some energy out and just to give him something to do and everything, and he fell right into it and just loved it so much, just jumped right into the racing and listening to us and understanding it. It was so much fun, but what held us back from doing it sooner was we thought, he's never done this before. So he's probably, I don't know if this is the right setting for him. But something like this, that's the kind of animals we're welcoming. We want dogs that haven't raced before or dogs that have raced 100 times to come to this event.
Most dogs have an instinctual thing about chasing something that's moving. One of the things that's great about Fast Cat is you don't have to teach a dog anything, really. They see it going, and there's somebody they know at the end of the track usually calling them the first few times till they get the hang of, I'm supposed to be chasing that plastic bag out there. Not much training involved, and when they're in their element for those few seconds, well, there's always photographers usually. Mm-hmm. There's a professional photographer mm-hmm. doing still pictures that you'll get later in your email, and you can see your dog. The dogs are actually smiling. You can see, oh my God, I'm doing what I was created to do. I'm running, I'm chasing something. And that's what keeps owners coming back again and again, because for those few seconds, their dog is totally in the moment. It's hard for us as humans to ever get there because we've got a million thoughts going. We can't ever really enjoy one thing. But watching your dog do it, it's great. It's really great.
I think one of the biggest things, because I didn't grow up with animals. I've gotten to them working at shelters and things in my older life here. And one of the greatest gifts to come with that is I have a hard time being in the moment, what you're talking about there. And I animals help me do that. I'm busy. I'm running around. My fur brother comes up to me, and I just immediately stop, and I pet him. And I notice I'm in the moment, and I'm just paying attention to him, and I'm just hanging out with him for a moment or two. And even in that couple of moments, you add that up in a day, that adds up to a lot. It really means a lot. The pictures that you guys sent us over of the dogs and everything, I really enjoyed. And to your point, Melanie, I'm sorry, it gets me a little bit when I think about this, because I've so many shelter dogs that I've seen, and they have so few moments like this. But if you pay attention to a dog's eyes, You see when they're really having fun. You see when they really feel alive. And at this event, it's all over for you. You see tons of it. It's such a fun event even for that, I would think, let alone the funness of getting your dog some exercise. And maybe even if you like a little competition, that part's fun too. But it's not really about that as far as I can tell. Is that correct?
That's correct. As parents, sometimes we do so much trying to give those moments to our kids, and no matter what it is, I mean, we can fly them to Disney World and pay $200 a day to walk in the door, and they're still, whining and complaining because,
You're right.
Because they don't know how to live in the moment either. But to give your dog an experience and know you've really done something. And to that end, if you've never done Fast Cat, we have opportunities this weekend for you to bring a dog, and for $5, you can try it out. Somebody will help you. They'll show you what to do, and you'll even get a participation ribbon at the end. Plus, you'll know, how fast can my dog really run? Because you'd probably be surprised.
You've had it in your head. You've had it in your head where like, I think my dog's about that fast or whatever. Now you can show it. Now you have the actual stats to show you and everything. Another interesting part of this, too, I think, is that your dog doesn't need to be a purebred dog. Is that correct? Is that true?
That's correct.
They would go under, what's it called, the All-American breed. That's what the mixes are called.
Yeah. That's a nice feature to be able to offer there. I know that for a while there, the AKC was a little different, but for an AKC title like this, you don't need to be a purebred, and I think that's a fun part of this event, too. And you're going to have fun runs Fridays, afternoons, and regular racing concludes, so that's going to be a nice part of all of this.
And our lure operator just said that Saturday we will probably have fun runs too when the regular racing ends. And we may have fun runs Thursday night when we finish with setup. So it's a little bit early in the week for me to say exactly, but if people want to know, you'll get an update, they can go on the Wisconsin Rapids Kennel Club Facebook page, and I will be posting, you know, like Thursday morning, I might say something like, yes, we're going to have fun runs, and we'll be starting at 6 p.m. If you want to come out and try your dog, somebody will be there.
It's a great page to follow. I encourage you to put that into your search bar. That's all I had to do. Wisconsin Rapids Kennel Club popped up right away. You can also check out apps.akc.org, the American Kennel Club Society's website. It has a lot of great information there as well for you.
It does.
Also wanted to mention dock diving. I want to get into that and everything. That's where you're going to take over. And Jaden, before I dive into that, I couldn't help but notice you're young. what got you to want to be at this age involved so much with the kennel club?
Mostly my mom.
Yeah.
At this point, we actually have 13 dogs.
No. Wow, nice. Oh, I like your family. That's my kind of family. Yeah.
And most of them are big dogs.
What is it? Go ahead. Sorry.
We just started getting into dog sports gradually. I want to say maybe 5-6 years ago, we started doing dock diving. And then throughout the years, we started getting into fast cat, barn hunt, and then cat.
And this has become a real love for you. You've really enjoyed that. I can see it in your eyes. You really get into this.
And my mom also owns, she owns Country Paws Athletic Center in Stevens Point and also Country Paws Bed and Biscuit. So she owns dog businesses.
Great places. I've been to both of those, and great places. That's awesome to hear. That's very cool. Shout out to her and to the business. We always like supporting local businesses. Nicely done by you, by the way. Get that out there. That was well done. That's going to get you some points. Let's tell the audience about dock diving and what that
dock
is.
Diving. So this event is going to be different than a normal event. This is called the Hydro and AR Special, where it just has the two specialties. It won't have distance. Distance is where the judge judges how far the dog jumps between the butt and the tail, so the base of the tail. Hydro Dash and AR is a little bit different, which is only what this event has. And AR.
Air retrieve.
AR.
Yeah.
AR stands for air retrieve. A lot of people call it AR. once you get into dock diving.
Yeah, you get used to the, you know, terms.
Yeah. There's a toy suspended 4 feet above the water. We actually have two dogs that do this. And they have to catch it.
Hmm.
And they see how far the dog can do with catching it. And you get so many misses, and once you reach those amount of misses, then you are done with that turn.
Hmm.
And you actually can get ribbons for this.
Cool.
I don't exactly know the numbers for those two things because my mom runs the dogs in that one.
That's all right.
And then Hydro Dash is a speed game where the dog has to jump into the water. And at 37 feet, the toy is suspended a couple inches above the water. The dog has to swim out, at least get the toy off the clips, and swim back. And once their nose touches the water, I mean, once the nose touches the 10-foot mark, then the time stops.
Mm-hmm.
Fastest our dog has ever been, which is Connor. He's the faster one of the two. He has done 14 seconds. Just, he's never gone below 14 seconds.
Wow.
He's been in between 14 and 15 seconds.
Impressive. That's an impressive time.
Yeah.
How often do you practice with the dogs doing this?
Often. Can't really give an accurate
But enough. Yeah, multiple times a week, it sounds like.
Fast Cat doesn't really need any practicing, other than it helps to keep the dog in shape a little bit. But
definitely.
Yeah, I think we tend to do this a bit with animals sometimes, whereas, we're talking about athletics or something. Well, it involves training. It involves rehearsals and these things. Animals don't always need that kind of thing. Animals are kind of ready to go most of the time, unless it's something that they need to be orchestrated through or something like that. You're telling a dog to grab something out of it, they're going to be okay with doing that at any point in time, pretty much. How important is it, too, with an event like this to, I think, even if you're just coming there and you just want to have some fun and maybe even just take in the event of as an observer and maybe say next year you want to participate a little bit more, it feels like that's a nice way to kind of like ease yourself into the event. Would you guys agree with that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, we welcome spectators.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe you'll come one day as a spectator, and then the next day we'll give you a volunteer job. You never know. But you're welcome to come and see. And Jaden, do you want to give the address of the facility?
So it will be at 6760 Borough Road. The barn, I'm not the wrong dog's barn. Fast Cat and dock diving will be at two separate areas. You will sort of see it right away, the pool, once you go down Borough.
Borough, off of J. Out where it meets 10, Highway 10.
Are there things, like, especially for those that haven't taken in this event before, are there things they should know before bringing their dog down? Want to bring a towel? Are certain types of dogs maybe better at this or maybe not as suited for this than others? Some of this kind of gray area.
I have seen a bunch of different dogs do this. I have seen Great Danes jump.
Wow, really?
I have seen a Boston Terrier jump. I have seen a bunch of different types of dogs jump. A towel, you can bring that if you really want to. I know most dogs just will get dry on their own. Especially if it's not cold.
It's the best way to dry off, really. It is, whether dog or animal. Dog or human. It's the best way to dry off. That's nice. And anything else there with the things that you think would be helpful?
Fast Cat, about any dog can run. We will have, some kiddie pools, possibly a hose with a sprayer, if it's really hot. And people who have, brachiocephalic dogs, bulldogs with the smushed in faces, they're more prone to heat stroke and things like that. So if it's a really hot day, a cooling jacket or bringing water to spray the dog down is recommended. But most dogs are, they don't care whether it's hot, cold, or in between. They want to get that rabbit.
Come one, come all.
And on Friday and Saturday and Sunday, in between, after and before the event, we will be having dock diving lessons, either $20 for 20 minutes or $15 for 15 minutes.
Did you have something on there? I didn't want to cut you off there. Well, I was just going to say that with something like that, that is such a return on your investment kind of situation. You know, you brought up kids earlier, Melanie, and we don't always get that with our kids. We take them to the water park, and maybe they enjoy it, maybe they don't. It's a roll of the dice. Animals are always going to love whatever you put in front of them and do with them. They are so, like, not only empathetic, but so just, like, you know, giving of their emotions and their care, especially dogs. Like, they let you know right away, I love this, this is awesome, and they're looking at you and they're crazy and all that. It's wonderful. It's one of the things we like about dogs. Taking them to an event like this, we have a lot of great parks in this area. We have a lot of great places to walk your dog. You get tired of the same shows after a while. It's no different for an animal. That those same smells that they get up and down the path, they like that, and they're going to keep appreciating it. But being able to take them to an event like this, with all these different smells and different animals and people, and an event like this that's going to get exercise out of them, I can't think of many better returns on your investment than taking these classes or just coming to the event. Let's see. The other thing I wanted to ask was how the Kennel Club was able to do this, Melanie, how they got the license to do this.
First of all, it was really a heaven-sent thing because the AKC has a rule that you cannot hold an event on a weekend where there is another AKC event within 100 miles. So almost every weekend, there's something in Oshkosh, Appleton, somewhere around there that eliminated the us even being able to apply for an application. Yeah. But this weekend opened up. Somebody told me about it. I put the application in right away, kind of even before, of course, I wasn't sure it would be accepted. This is a brand new thing to most of the, I don't want to use the word old guard, but the people who have been running the Kennel Club. I mean, it's a new kind of event, and they're used to doing agility and whatever, but we're a little hesitant to try this. And since then, and since they've gotten a little more knowledgeable and a few of them have actually attended FastCat events, you know, everybody's kind of behind me and as the trial chair and excited about it. We've got volunteers. One of the things with FastCat is people look at what awards they will get for achieving different titles. And the kind of awards you offer is real important. Like, I'm talking about rosettes for achieving titles, and which are very expensive to buy online. So I've always been a craftsy person, and I said, well, you know, we're not going to pay $30 for an award. We're going to make our own awards. And we do have people, one gal's coming from Pennsylvania, a 25-hour drive, because her dog is due to get a title, and she wants one of our awards. And they post it on Facebook pages. And so I've had lots of ladies working, making little parts, you know, loops and triangles and things that get glued on to make these lovely rosettes. And there's people that obviously are going to help with all the jobs. We need an in-gate, an out-gate person. We need timer people. We need people who examine the dogs at the beginning to make sure the dog is not limping or has other issues that it would be running in pain. Timekeepers, golf cart drivers, transport people back and forth from the start to the finish, and from our field where the FastCat will be over to the dock diving, because a lot of people are doing both events at once. Involves a lot of people, talking like 15, 20 volunteers. On the ground at all times.
First, Melanie, thanks for letting us know that. We love to see behind the curtain. We love hearing those kind of things. And thank you for taking this chance, for pushing through with this and everything. That story could have ended differently, where you get kind of discouraged and maybe, you know, well, maybe we'll try it next year or something like that. No time like the present. And I think, you know, even though I know the event hasn't taken place yet already, this has already been successful, I think. I think you've already been proven right on this because we've got such a good feel from this. Having you guys coming in this week, I've talked to some people over the weekend about it a little bit, just getting a feel from community. Hey, have you heard of this? A lot of people have. A lot of people excited about this. So I think we already know that this was a good idea. I think this is one of those things that we can look a couple of years down the line and like, yeah, we're celebrating our fifth annual of this or something. I have no doubt about that. I'll put my name on that. I think you got something smart here.
And once we have this weekend, the first weekend in August now belongs to Stevens Point for FastCat in this area. unless, you know, we decide we're not going to do it next year and then another club could jump in. But I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't either, yeah.
We actually paid a secretary who does secretarial work for this particular event for this year because it's a big job. And she told me last night that she's never had more pre-entries at anything she's ever secretaried till our tournament. So I know we're being successful at our promotional stuff.
If people do want to register, if they do want to sign up, or how can they do that?
Well, now it would be day of. They would need to show up, and there's a extra fee because they didn't pre-register, but their dog can still get in and run Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And, of course, we'll have the fun runs that are not for titles or points, but you get a participation ribbon, and you get to practice for $5.
Yes. Hmm.
And where can they do that at? Where can they do they have to do it at the event, or can they go online? Or
they have to do it at the event. But okay. One thing that you definitely need, fun runs, you don't need this, but if you do want to do actual competition, you do need an AKC number, but you can look that up on AKC.
Okay, excellent. And volunteers, if we're looking for volunteers and people want to help out with that way, maybe they don't have a dog, but they still want to be a part of it because they love animals and that, how can they learn more about volunteering or how they can help?
They can contact me you could text me at 715-570-1157.
And one more time, when is the event, the time, the date, the location?
Friday, Saturday and Sunday, 4, 5, and 6, 4th, 5th, and 6th.
Mm-hmm.
And it's out on County J at
6760 Burr Road.
Right on. Nicely done, you two. Nicely done. Melanie, it's always nice to talk to you. Thank you so much for joining us again.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, looking forward to talking again more and more. You guys are going to come back. You did too good of a job. You have to come back now. Especially Jaden. You are an impressive young lady. You did a really good job. I've seen some people do radio first time and not even come close to what you've done today. Nice work. Thank you both again for the time. I appreciate you. We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up for you right here on WFHR, locally grown radio.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Brittany Merlot. Here's what you need to know in Central Wisconsin. A two-vehicle crash in Adams County led to 5 people suffering injuries and 1 person airlifted on Friday night. Just before 6 p.m., police responded to the accident on Adams County Highway Z and Animal Lane in the town of Rome. 4 people were taken to the hospital by ambulance and the other by a LifeLink helicopter. The crash remains under investigation by the town of Rome Police Department. And the Adams County Sheriff's Office is hosting their National Night Out tomorrow from 5 to 8 in the Adams County Fairgrounds. The first 50 kids to stop by the Sheriff's Office booth will get a pair of sunglasses. They will also have coloring books, pencils, and informational items, too. Don't miss the drone demonstration at 6 p.m. Then K-9 Tekla and K-9 Lana will be showing their skills at 6:30, with a LifeLink helicopter landing at 7 p.m. I'm Brittany Merlot, Civic Media News.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows of aloft around 61. Tonight, under partly cloudy skies, winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles per hour. A blend of clouds and sun again. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 85. Partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow night, slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows dip down to about 64. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 81.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Midday Magazine for this August 1st, 2023. I have your host, James J. Maloff here. And right now we're joined by our great friend, Aaron Hess, Branch Executive Director of our Southwood County YMCA and Adams YMCA Aspires Health Center. Aaron, good to see you.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
How have you been?
I have been good. You know, last time I was here, I was quiet because our CEO is here and he talks a lot. No. I have to throw a little dig in there.
Oh, that was good. That was good. Yeah, Matt likes it. I guarantee Matt's going to hear that and laugh and smile. And a good guy. Good guy. We love talking with Matt.
Yeah, he's been a very good fit. So it's been good.
I was going to start there, and that's great to hear. I'll ask a question. I know the answer, you know, setting us up well. And that is one of those ones. I had no doubt that was going to be a good fit.
Mm-hmm.
It's great to hear, though. That is.
Yeah, yeah, you can tell he's got a heart for community, but his background too. So he's got a very diverse background, and I like to tell people that CEOs, it's like they come in, they serve their purpose, and then when they leave, you have a new one come in, and then you get this whole new vision. Mm-hmm. So it's nice because then the why kind of stays fresh. Keep getting new ideas in or whatnot. Not that I'm putting a timeline on when Matt should leave.
Certainly. We know what you mean. We get you. I'm actually glad you bring that up, Aaron, because while the new why that we have and we've had long time love and relationship with the Y, not only us here at WFHR, our community has. It's part of the reason why we have the nice big facility that we do of the Y.
Yeah.
Is because this area has shown that they use the Y in that. Mm-hmm. But even as much as we've gotten maybe a little bit more used to having this big, beautiful building in town and everything,
yeah.
I am not kidding. It seems like every week I hear from somebody, yeah, I thought I'd check out the Y. Got a membership. Like it just seems like every other week, if not every week, I'm hearing from a new friend or a new community person that is taking advantage of our why. And we just want to encourage more and more people. I would gather that as nice of a size of a community as we have, we could have everybody in this community signed up at that why, and everybody would find a use for it. There is literally something for everybody at the why.
Yep. There's definitely something for everyone. And, you know, what cool things we're doing now, even with, so we know we've got this big, beautiful facility here. If you haven't been out to Camp Alexander, if you've never done that, you got to get out there and tour it, because it really is that diamond in the community that a lot of people don't know about. So whether it's camp programs or whether it's rentals, you know, we do have a lot of outdoor weddings there. Who doesn't want to get married in the woods?
Yeah, my sister's wedding was outdoor. It was beautiful. It was a beautiful wedding.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
I don't think that's probably ever going to happen for me, but if I were to, it would be outside. It would be outside.
Yeah, yeah. So being able to expand out there, and it kind of goes back to Matt a little bit. So he has definitely a grander vision for camp and how we are able to build out there. Because like where we're at right now with like the big facility here in Rapids, you know, how much are we able to expand there versus how much could we expand out at camp? Say we do some pickleball courts out there, or we have a rec center, or so just some fun ideas that we're starting to throw around, and actually, just putting some good funding into updating camp and making it shine a little bit.
I think you worded it really well. It is literally kind of tucked away, so it is truly a hidden gem. I think that there's plenty. I know for a fact that there's so many people that as a kid or something maybe went to Camp Alexander, but then you get older and maybe you have kids and you don't think about it as much. It's still there. It is even more an exciting, more fun than it's ever been. Mm-hmm. And it is such a beautiful spot to check out.
Oh, yeah.
I encourage you and the kids to go ahead and check out Camp Alexander. It's a great spot.
Yeah, definitely.
I want to start with the golf outing. This is one of our bigger summer events, certainly one of your guys' bigger events.
Yep, absolutely. So our golf outing is an opportunity for us to fundraise. This is where we raise dollars that go towards our annual campaign. And, you know, annual campaign really just means money that we're able to set aside for our scholarship programs at the Y. So really this is what helps, you know, helps us be able to help the community. We all know someone who, you know, financially is struggling, and we never want finances to be a reason why someone doesn't join the Y. So when we have events like this, when people in the community are willing to come out to the Ridges, have a good time with us, you know, support this event, support the community, it's a win-win all the way around.
One of my earliest interviews doing this show was with Raquel Novak, former member of the former owner, runner of the Y.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And Raquel was really great at helping me understand this job and questions to ask and a lot of that. And I remember asking her about, you know, funding or how, you know, membership. Yeah. And she said very similar to what you just said right there. And then we got done on the air and I asked her off air. I'm like, Raquel, are you serious about that? Like, wait a minute. How do you keep the lights on doing that? How are you able to do that? And she tells me how important these events are, having these events, and how these events in this perfect circle that exists of having these fun, awesome events for the community that they come and they participate and they spend their money at.
Yep.
And that going right, funneling right back into the ability of, I don't go to the Y. Why don't you? Well, I don't think I can afford it. Well, I got news for you.
Yep.
You can. The Y works with people. It's hard for me to say this because I got to tour that Y before it opened up. Raquel took me over there and everything, and I'm a big basketball fan. I love swimming. Yeah. There's so much I love about the Y. I love the Port Edwards location. Mm-hmm. When I first moved out here, it's where I first played basketball in this area, how I made friends. I love the Y.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to say this, but I think my favorite part is that. I love that you guys do that. I love mm-hmm. that is a big part of it. Yeah, we want to keep the lights on. But more importantly, yeah. we want the community to be able to use the facilities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's where, you know, community like ours, this is where everybody just pulls together.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be honest. This area has been struggling. You know, we've mm-hmm. had some hard hits business-wise and job loss and whatnot. But to be able to have built that $26 million facility yeah. downtown Rapids, and we still have people in our community that are willing to participate in events like this. We have companies that donate every year to our annual campaign. It's people who are doing well. They have community in mind, and it's always that willingness to give back.
Yeah.
You know, and that's where as a why we feel solid, because we know we have such a solid base.
Yeah.
Yeah. This community has always come through. They've always come through for us, which we are so, so incredibly thankful for.
When we're talking about giving, we don't look at things as in the red or in the black or any of that. But mm-hmm. but looking at it just in a sense that way, to maybe people that are on the fence about promoting or sponsoring things with the Y or an event like this, mm-hmm. There are not many better PR marketing opportunities for you than attaching your name to something with the Southwick County YMCA.
Yeah.
There are showing where, you know, being on that side of things, being attached to that name. Mm-hmm. It you talk about a great way to add to your business, to promote your business. There aren't many better opportunities than being attached to an event like this or events that the Y hosts and has.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. The old saying, buy local.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like that same idea. And mm-hmm. then our members, because they walk through the building and they see all the, like, say, the corporate sponsors, mm-hmm. those people that are the, you know, platinum or gold level, whatever, you know, seeing their business logos on the wall, that encourages members to support them because they're supporting us. So it's that full circle.
Yes. It is something that I'm very adamant about. I shop and I go local every opportunity I get. And just to be a little more specific, I go local to businesses that go local.
Yeah.
I stick with businesses that put back into this community. I like supporting them. And you're absolutely right. When I'm going through the Y and I see those business names, I'm making a check mark in my head. Like, mm-hmm. that's a business I'm going to. That's mm-hmm. a place that I will shop at. That's that kind of thing. Because I think that it is a full circle thing. And I love adding to that. I'm not alone. I know a lot of people in this community that feel the same way. Mm-hmm. And all of this is great. And the beautiful icing on this cake is these events are fun. This is a great time. Yeah. We enjoy these events. This golf outing I hear people talking about for weeks and weeks afterwards.
And Ridges, that golf course, they are so good to work with. They make it fun. We have some fun games that go on the holes. You can win prizes. We have a great dinner afterwards. And, you know, surprisingly, this year we do have spots open. So if people want to register a team or even register individually, there are still spots. So if you're interested, give us a call. We can get you registered. And you can have a really great time. So it's Monday. It's this Monday, the 7th,
mm-hmm.
which I'm still wrapping my head around the fact that we're in August.
The audience can't see, but the look on your face was perfect. That was great, Aaron. It is just right around the corner. So we do want you to, if you are still interested in this, get in on this now. The sooner the better. You mentioned registration. How can people do that?
Yeah, so they can either give us a call at the Y or go on our website, swcymca.org, and you'll be able to see. We have a slider up that has the golf outing, so you'll be able to click on that, and that will take you right to registering. But if you have issues with it, don't ever hesitate to give us a call. We're mm-hmm. happy to take those phone calls.
It is a really good website. You guys got a great website. I don't see any issues with that. But if you do have any, please do reach out. Mm-hmm. There's always somebody there to answer the calls and that.
Oh yeah.
I want to talk about Bridge to Bridge as well. This is one of our favorite events around here at WFHR, and certainly in our community. We love promoting and talking about this event.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is... Oh, is this our 8th annual?
I was going to ask. I didn't want to put you on the spot, but I think
where's
it's the 8th. Right? I immediately thought of Matt, too. That's hilarious. Shout out to Matt.
So this has really been like his baby for the last 8 years or so. Mm-hmm. And This is such a great event because we're able to support our chronic disease program at programming at the Y. So Live Strong is a big program that we run, and it's for cancer survivors. And, you know, for those of you who are cancer survivors, if you've never heard of this program, again, please feel free to reach out to us. Brittany Board runs that program, and she does a really great job. She's getting ready to start her next session in September, which they're 12-week sessions. But the great thing is that, again, because of events like this, LiveStrong is completely free.
Yeah.
So it's 12 weeks, and you get your free membership for you and your family. And it allows you, you're participating in a program that helps support your rebuilding your endurance, strength, stuff that you may have lost during treatment. And, but more importantly too, is that social aspect. You're able to connect with people who can somewhat relate to what you've been through. You know, anyone who's heard the C word pointed at them, that's pretty traumatizing. So, so this program is significant, and our Bridge to Bridge really focuses on raising dollars so that this program, so nobody ever has to pay for this. Because we, as a Y, we want to obviously support those that are going through this. Yeah.
Whether you are the person going through it or you're a family member of the person going through it or something, and at this point in the game, everybody has been 6 degrees of separation. Everybody has either been touched by or had somebody touched by cancer. I feel pretty comfortable saying that.
Absolutely,
I think almost, you know, they're pretty far-fetched to think of somebody out there who hasn't known somebody or something like that. Mm-hmm. And so you are benefiting from this. You yourself, whether it is you or a family member. And one of the things that I've appreciated, not only about this event, but about the Stand Up to Cancer events in that in general, just around the country, let alone the world, is with all the heaviness and all the other things going on and the new diseases coming up and everything, we haven't lost sight of cancer. We're still focused and locked in on curing this and fixing this. If not one of the many forms of cancer in general. We're getting smarter about this, where I think as a society where we're turning our sights on the right stuff.
Yep, I would agree.
We've spent way too much time bickering and fighting with each other, and we've been doing that like since the beginning of human existence. Yeah. Meanwhile, these diseases just keep on running game on us. These diseases do not care if you're a Republican or a Democrat, or if you're rich or poor, or a man or a woman. Yeah. They come after us. We're finally, I think, getting better about, you know what? We need to turn our sights on the stuff that really matters, and cancer is a big one. Mm-hmm. And doing events like this kind of bring that full circle for us.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I mean, you think about it. You have a community of people coming together. I mean, excuse me. I don't know if anyone who's ever been at a starting line for this event has nudged the other person and say, "Hey, what side of the aisle are you on?"
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And so it's kind of nice. You put all the distractions, all the opinions to the side. Everybody's coming together for the same cause, and we're truly fortunate as a Y to be able to offer this event. You know, for us, it's just nice seeing so many people coming together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When is the event specific?
It is August 19th.
Yeah.
It's a Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So we have two options. There's a 5K and a 10K. So I know back in the day, it was a 5K or a 5 mile.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this year, Matt decided that let's just, you know, instead of a 5 mile, let's just do it, 10K.
Okay.
So you're just doing the same route twice. You know, you're going to feel like deja vu, and that's okay.
That's all right.
It's totally fine. Yeah. So, for those that really don't want the longer distance, we have that nice 5K. We have so many people that sign up and walk it, or they run it. You know, and then, of course, the 10K for those people that need that.
Yeah. And if you want to register for this, again, you can go to the website and do so.
Yep, absolutely. Yep.
SWCYMCA.org is where you can do that. Again, SWCYMCA.org. We're speaking with Aaron Hess, Branch Executive Director over at the Southwick County YMCA, and we're able to talk with Aaron thanks to our good friends at Tri-City Services. Want to send a big shout out to them and a thank you to them for that. Appreciate that. We're talking about putting back into your community. Tri-City does that. We support our friends over there.
Mm-hmm.
You have something coming up that I was really looking forward to diving into. I love these other events.
Oh, yeah.
But you and I are big mental health advocates. We've talked about this before in other sessions that we've had. And you have a Teen Wellness Day coming up. This is an exciting opportunity for kids.
Absolutely. This is the very first time we've ever done anything like this. So Renee Kinney is our Healthy Living Director. And she and Sarah Wheeler, our community health worker, along with Tiana Hamm, her registered dietitian. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like the three amigos.
Yeah, I like that.
So they all kind of partnered together and came up with a teen wellness day. So it's teen friendly. It has activities that would get teens interested, and it's, you know, it's set up in a way where they're going to learn new things, get to know each other, build relationships, and then of course at the end they get to do some cooking and eating of snacks, which I don't know of any teens that wouldn't want to do that. No.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So it's Saturday, August 12th, which again, that's coming up too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but so it's for youth ages, so it's 11 to 17 year olds.
Okay.
And how it's set up is that we're talking about wellness, why it's so important for teens, especially nowadays, to really focus on their own mental health, you know, what they can do to you know, some behavior techniques that they can use. And, you know, teens, I don't know, maybe in my opinion, I feel like teens have it a little tougher than maybe I did back in the day.
I think that I agree with you.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
I think that we had and I think that it's important for us also as adults to understand that we don't understand. That there's stuff going on with social media and that we never even, you know, we can't relate to. We didn't go through. So that one of the best things we can do is I get that I don't get it. And I'm here to listen and I'm here to help.
Yep.
I want to be able to help with this and dissect wellness in different ways with these you guys and stuff. And for kids to be able to have the freedom to be able to do that, to know that there's nothing wrong with that. That when we were kids, like, I got picked on plenty.
Yeah.
But I got to go home. And yeah, my mom and dad might pick on me a little bit, but you know, but it wasn't the same thing. You had a break from
exactly.
that. There is no break anymore. Social media is all around us and constantly. And there's just, that's just one little speck of this, let alone all the other things and all the other stuff that just teenagers from the dawn of teenagers have had to deal with.
Right.
But these kids, these generations, especially that age group you mentioned there, there's an advantage we can give them. That with what we are in a day and age now where we're talking about mental health. It's no longer a taboo thing. It's not something that we say in a hushed voice anymore.
Right.
I think we've done a great job as a society talking about mental health and making that an okay subject.
Mm-hmm.
But now the real work begins. Now we got to put action to that.
Oh, absolutely.
And we can't just tell kids, hey, take care of your mental health. Now go on out there and be a great person.
Yeah,
like, no,
exactly.
Well, how do I do that? How? What are you talking about? Mental wellness? What is that? I don't remember hearing about that in health class. I don't. You know, they're just learning about this like we are too. So there's this kind of like a growing but a bonding thing that can exist between young and old with that, where we're all kind of learning at the same time with a lot of this. And for us as adults, an opportunity to help you give them not only the tools, but the ability, the freedom, and the strength to be able to face this. And hey, it's no longer like when we were kids, don't cry or don't do this. It's not that day and age anymore. Like, there's a power in your emotions. You're actually stronger. The strength comes from that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I shouldn't even say kids, teens, adults, you name it.
Yeah.
You know, acknowledge, there's strength and power in acknowledging where you're at and helping each other understand that, you know, there's no power in hiding it necessarily. And the thing that I love about this wellness day is that while they're going to dive into some of these deep things, they're going to have some fun times intermixed too. So it's not too much.
I did see obstacle course. I have to admit, I was really trying to pay attention, but I saw obstacle course and I got really distracted by that.
Well, and then there's the pig basketball tournament.
Yeah, that sounds awesome too.
Yeah.
They're going to have the opportunity to do different challenges or choose between group things that they can do as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that part of this is going to be really fun for them as well. Also, along with that, experiencing the why.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the thing is, and they're all doing it together as teens. So it's not mom or dad or guardian forcing them to do these things. And if they're trying, let's say they're trying out some yoga. Maybe that's not for them. Totally fine. You can at least say you tried it, and then you can move on to a different group that you wanna try. So,
You mentioned the ages for the kids. Do they need parental permission for anything like this, or something to talk about with mom and dad, or maybe mom and dad are the ones telling them about it?
Right.
But they could register the same as with a lot of these events at the WISE website.
Yeah. So the easiest thing would be, like, say mom or dad or guardian, whichever, want to sign them up, which is totally fine. So whether they're a member or non-member, get them signed up, and then what happens is it's just a form that you're signing as the legal guardian.
Yeah, yeah. Like a lot of, you know, whether it's a field trip or something like that with the event.
Yep, yep. Because that way we know that mom and dad are aware that's going on and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
When we wrap, when we have to wrap up, as we're wrapping up is what I meant to say there. I'll cut, I'll fix that in post. No, I'm not going to fix it. Nutrition Day. I want to talk about the nutrition that's coming up and another important part of what the Y offers our community.
Yeah, yeah. So Nutrition 101, and this one is an interesting one because we're talking about mindful eating. Mm-hmm. I mean, Tiana Hamm, a registered dietitian, that mindful eating is something I need to work on.
You and me both. Yeah, yeah. We need to get more Tiana in our lives, I think.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. But this is a great one because you're taking the time to really think about, okay, why am I going to the fridge mm-hmm. right now? Is it the body for food or food for the body? You know, really, you know, making ourselves pause and mm-hmm. ask ourselves, why are we doing what we're doing in regards to food? We all have our own history with food. You know, my husband is one where if he doesn't eat for 8 hours, it's okay. You know, he'll survive. Life is good. He doesn't worry about it. If I go 8 hours, I'm like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? I'm going to die. I'm going to fall apart. You know, we're all just so different. And I grew up in a household where if I had a really rough day, mom would offer me pudding or ice cream or here are the cookies that I made or whatnot. And so food for some of us, there's those emotional ties or strings, you know, and for others, you know, we use it as reward. And for some, even using it as a punishment. So while this class isn't going to be able to dive really deep into all of that, it'll dive into some of it and give some really tips and give some really great resources for how to continue your journey into just mindfulness and just being more in touch with yourself for, you know, with what you're doing and why you're doing it and all that good stuff.
I started doing some therapy, but I should say it loose because I just do it an hour a month or whatever. But started it back in December, and I had no idea how much of a relationship we have with food and how much that seeps into so many other things in life. And just getting into some of that is kind of cool. But, you know, talking about this event made me think about all these other events, too, that the Y does. And this is one of my favorite things also about the Y. Mm-hmm. This is a great class, but you have to put it to action. I love that the Y is there to help you and give you all the tools you need to succeed and with something like this or the teen wellness class and these things. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, here's all these things. Now put it to work. Put it to action. Not only is there when you do something like this and say you take the nutrition class and a couple months, maybe a year later, whatever it is, you're noticing that your diet is that much stronger or better. You're going to feel that much better about it than if somebody just did it for you.
Oh, exactly.
You know? It's not just enough to, it's one thing to say, hey, you should take care of your body a little bit better. Well, that's great. Well, how do I do that? Well, here you go. Here's a nutrition class to tell you how to help you do that. But now go fly. Go take this and put it to action.
Yep.
I love that. Yeah. I love the full circleness of this with this event.
Yeah, yeah. It's nice because so with this, you're getting some of the tools, and yeah, you're putting it into play. So you're taking the next steps and you're doing that action. And at the same time, as a why, we're not saying, well, figure it out. We also, you know, Tiana's great where she's able to still connect with people if they need more of that one-on-one help. And kind of same idea with personal training and whatnot. Mm-hmm. You know, for people who just need that additional help or, you know, that's why we're there.
Yeah.
So it's kind of neat. Everybody's in such a different place. And that's a really great thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Imagine if we're all the same. We all have the same issues.
Oh, my gosh. That'd be so boring. No, I don't want to talk to myself. I don't want to do that. That'd be a horrible interview, too. It's always a great interview with you, Erin. We appreciate you so very much. If people have follow-up questions and want to know more about some of the things we've talked about, is there a way to reach you?
Oh, absolutely. So you can... I personally love email, so you can always use my last name, HESS@SWCYMCA.org. Otherwise, you can always call me, too. So my direct line is 715-818-6017. So
thank you.
Yeah, people are always welcome to call or email, or even if you have great ideas, you know, some new ideas for the Y, share those too. Yeah. We love that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You can find out more by going to swcymca.org and encourage you to follow the Y on Facebook and social media as well. It's a great follow. And again, a big thank you to Tri-City Services. We appreciate them. And appreciate you, Aaron. Say hi to everybody over there for us, okay?
I will do that. Thank you.
We'll have more Midday Magazine tomorrow for you right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
We're not comfortable.
Don't turn on the AC. It costs a fortune to run that old thing. Remember, we only run it when it's like 85 degrees outside, and we turn it off when it's 80 in the house. We can't afford to run it any more than that. Mommy and Daddy had to stick a lot of money in it last year because of a leak.
Wait, you put money in the air conditioner?
Not exactly, but it seems that way to me.
Don't they make better ones now? They make better cars. Isn't that why you bought a new car last year? Because it costs a lot to fix it?
Well, yes. And I suppose they make better ACs now. I wonder how much a new one costs.
Call Tri-City Services for a free quote to replace that air conditioner that feels like it costs a fortune to operate. Tri-City has great financing options to qualified credit on a new AC that'll save you money. You can operate it all summer long without worrying about dipping into your kids' college fund to pay the utility bill. Call Tri-City Services at